new Apple laptop released yesterday. With the Valentine's Day present, Apple releases Mac OS X Update 10.4.5, and Apple being sued, again, all on this special week's edition of All Things Mac. There was not that much news this week, that's why there has only been one update so far, but I do expect to get at least one more in by the end of the week. Today is Wednesday, February 15th, 2006. This is Jason Katz with the info. Pro, Apple's newly released Pro-level laptop, started hitting the streets yesterday with a nice speed boost. What was expected to be a 1.67 GHz Intel Core Duo processor is now being released as a 1.83 GHz processor, and the 1.83 GHz was boosted to 2.0 GHz for no extra charge. The laptop started out at $2,000, and the higher level is going for $2,500. This is probably due to Intel predicting a lower yield from their laptops and happily finding that they can go faster at a minimal cost. This will keep Apple competitive in the pro user environment. Apple also released update Mac OS X 10.4.5 for both Intel and PowerPC processors. The update supposedly helps iChat video conferencing, Safari rendering, dashboard widgets, and fixes some bugs in the Intel Macs. The update is recommended for all Mac users and can be found via your software updater. Another lawsuit for Apple complaining about the iPod Nanos. The Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights filed a class action lawsuit against Apple's Nanos, saying that after a few weeks of using it, the screen gets ruined and is unusable. Apple will already replace any affected Nanos, but this calls for the immediate recall of all the affected Nanos. I find this ridiculous and a waste of good Nanos. Why don't people just put a case on their iPods to prevent them from getting scratched in the first place? It's not Apple's fault if the consumer doesn't watch after his stuff. And finally for today, some listener mail. An anonymous listener emailed me and pointed out that if you go to feeds.feedburner.com/podusermag, you can download a PDF that tells you all about podcasting. It's actually a very good and well-written magazine for free. Check it out if you're interested in starting a podcast or are podcasting already and want some very good tips. In other All Things Mac news, there will be an interview soon between me and one of my fellow podcasters. It will be the first of what I hope to be a series of interviews with people involved in the Mac community. So far, that was your week's Mac news for All Things Mac. As always, email me at applejackg5@gmail.com. That's applejackg5@gmail.com. I'll be more than glad to discuss most of whatever you email me, or just send some feedback or do something. You can vote for me at www.podcastalley.com. That is a podcast directory in which you can vote for your favorite podcast, meaning me. So far, I have zero votes, so I expect to see an increase of votes on that page. Thanks for listening. Jason Katz, out. From some other planet, I get this funky high on the yellow sun. Boy, I bet my friends will all be stunned. They're stunned.